You're listening to Unfiltered, live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Sean Salisbury.
All right. Dell has a question for us. It's an interesting question that he puts to us every week, and it involves a Houston Texans jersey.
How does he ask it, though? Does he have a certain way to say it's an interest? Does he tell us it's an interesting question?
Here's an interesting question.
Yeah, like that.
Okay.
Here is an interesting question. We do this weekly on Wednesdays. Is it safe to buy this Texans jersey? And the criteria will always be, will this guy be around for you to wear his jersey in 2018? Will he be on the roster start of 2018? So that gives you three seasons to wear the jersey if you buy it this offseason. We've went Lamar Miller. Now I'm blanking the last guy. Kareem Jackson. This week we go with Derek Newton. And we talked about him in the previous show about the tackle situation in Houston with an aging and hurt Dwayne Brown and a Derek Newton type and his ineffectiveness. So to you two, will Derek Newton be a Texan in 2018?
What's his contract status?
He signed a deal last offseason to return because it was a question whether he would be back last offseason. He signed it. He signed a deal. I'll get the numbers for you.
3 years from now, right?
Yeah, 2018 season.
He's not here.
I would agree with that. He will not be here. I think that, you know, last offseason the priority was speed. They did that. They got the quarterback position, they think, solidified. I think next offseason it's going to be offensive line. I'm not even sure he's going to be here.
Through this summer?
Well, I think... You know, he's give me his terms of contract, though.
It starts this season at 4.75, and that's the consistent salary throughout the deal, and that runs to 2019, 4.75 million.
Okay, what is it? The cap hit.
The cap hit
after 17.
The cap hit after 17 is a 1.5.
Okay,
gone. He's out.
Yeah.
Unless he has three Pro Bowl years in a row.
I don't know about Pro Bowl years, but he's got to be better than he has been. I think the team is okay with what Derek Newton has done so far. He's certainly exceeded expectations as a seventh-round pick.
Yeah.
He is.
But he's going to have to exceed him. This is for the next 3 years. So I'm saying no.
He has lapses at times that are.
Seventh round pick lapses, John.
Yeah, I think that's probably the best way to describe it. He is a guy who that position. I think both bookend tackles. I think Dwayne Brown and Derek Newton are both going to have to be replaced within 3 years.
Well, Dwayne will be in year what?
Yeah, he's been around now since 07. Was it 07 that he was drafted, or 8? Either way, it's been a nice long run.
Oh, eight.
It's been a good run, Shug. In 2 years, that's 11 years, and he's going to have been, you know, having the injuries that he has had.
He'll be 32, 33 at the
time. He may want to walk with the injuries before then anyway. But, I mean, if he goes, it'll be hard because he'll be a big salary guy, and he's a hell of a player. But I don't know if he may be on the roster in 3 years. But to go with Newton, That I would be shocked if he is, far more shocked than if he isn't meeting Newton.
I'd be shocked if Newton's here too.
Don't buy the jersey.
Don't buy it.
This is Unfiltered on ESPN 97.5.